Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday morning, June 3rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Cure Alzheimer's Fund appoints two new members to its board of directors. Cure Alzheimer's Fund has appointed Christine Villas-Boas and Brittany Bolin to its board of directors. Henry McCants, board chair, expressed excitement for their unique perspectives in advancing research to combat Alzheimer's disease. Christine Villas-Boas, president of the Michelle and Claire Gudefin Family Foundation, brings extensive banking and philanthropic experience. Brittany Bolin, former senior VP of strategy for the Denver Broncos, is dedicated to community impact. Cure Alzheimer's Fund, a nonprofit funding Alzheimer's research, has granted over $232 million to researchers worldwide. The organization has received top ratings for its transparency and commitment to directing donations to research programs.
ABVC Biopharma announces board approval of share dividend, showing confidence in subsidiary growth and long-term shareholder value. ABVC Biopharma Inc. announced board approval for a share dividend, distributing one share of AIBTL Biopharma Inc. for each ABVC common stock owned by shareholders. Approximately 15 million AIBTL shares are expected to be distributed after inclusion in a registration statement. This marks the company's first dividend payment, aiming to boost shareholder confidence. AIBTL, ABVC's subsidiary, focuses on Asian healthcare business, with ABVC holding a majority stake. The partnership is set to enhance ABVC's international business development for CNS programs in MDD and ADHD markets. AIBTL is a biopharmaceutical company developing botanical-based therapeutic candidates for CNS disorders, leveraging traditional botanical knowledge and modern research. ABVC Biopharma, with a pipeline of six drugs and one medical device, conducts trials through phase two with in-licensed technology from renowned research institutions.
RAD AI appoints Dimitri Giannakopoulos as Chief Growth Officer. RAD AI, the leading generative AI platform for radiology, has appointed Dimitri Giannakopoulos as Chief Growth Officer. With over 20 years of experience in healthcare technology, Dimitri will drive RAD AI's go-to-market strategy, deepen relationships with health systems, and help scale AI-powered clinical solutions. Previously serving as Chief Transformation Officer at IDOC, Dimitri led large-scale AI implementation in radiology, cardiology, and critical care. His commitment to patient-centered care and responsible AI deployment makes him uniquely qualified for this role. RAD AI's solutions are utilized by over 40% of U.S. health systems, streamlining workflows and leading in shaping the future of clinical AI. For more information about RAD AI and its leadership team, visit www.radai.com.
Ten Point Therapeutics appoints Melissa Epperly as Chief Financial Officer. Ten Point Therapeutics, a global biotechnology company, has appointed Melissa Epperly as Chief Financial Officer. Epperly brings over two decades of financial leadership experience in the biopharmaceutical industry, having served as CFO for public and private companies. Her previous roles include CFO positions at Zentalis Pharmaceuticals, Cyoxis Therapeutics, and R-Pharm US. Epperly's deep capital markets experience and operational command will be valuable as Ten Point prepares for the potential U.S. launch of Brimocol PF, its lead candidate for presbyopia treatment. Epperly holds an MBA from Harvard Business School and a BA in biochemistry and economics from the University of Virginia. Ten Point Therapeutics is focused on developing treatments to rejuvenate vision in the aging eye, including presbyopia, cataracts, and geographic atrophy.
Theoria Medical expands industry-leading senior leadership team with key hires. Theoria Medical, a leading physician-led organization focusing on post-acute and senior living care, has expanded its senior leadership team. Brendan McNamara is the new chief operating officer, bringing operational expertise from Main Street Health and Sound Telemedicine. Svetlana Vinokur joins as chief financial officer with experience from VillageMD and Nielsen IQ. Manny Raposo, previously at Farmscript, is the new chief growth officer. Kevin Murphy, appointed chief of value-based care, brings innovation in senior care models. Marcia Sigenza, the new chief human resources officer, has extensive experience in physician practice management. This team aims to elevate standards and unify clinical operations to provide high-quality, value-based care across the post-acute patient journey.
JBT Merrell appoints James Pelletier as EVP. JBT Merrell Corporation has appointed James Jim Pelletier as Executive Vice President and General Counsel, effective June 30, 2025. With over two decades of legal and business leadership experience, Pelletier has held senior roles at multinational industrial companies such as Masonite International, Chimera, Barnes Group, GE, and Pratt & Whitney. In his new role, he will lead the company's legal and compliance functions, serving as a strategic advisor to the executive team and board of directors. CEO Brian Deck expressed confidence in Pelletier's ability to strengthen legal and governance foundations as the company continues to grow globally. JBT Merrell Corporation is a leading global technology solutions provider to high-value segments of the food and beverage industry, focused on optimizing food yield, safety, quality, and efficiency across the global food supply chain.
Sun Knowledge Inc. emerges as the premier prior authorization solution in the U.S., leading the way into 2025. Sun Knowledge Inc. is leading the way as the premier prior authorization solution in the U.S., with industry-leading accuracy rates and innovative solutions. Their recent industry insight highlights the future of prior authorization, focusing on AI-driven decision support and specialist-driven coordination. Sun Knowledge sets itself apart with real-time PA status updates, a 99.9% accuracy rate, and 80% reduction in operational costs. As the U.S. healthcare landscape evolves, Sun Knowledge continues to be the go-to partner for over 100 healthcare clients nationwide, providing end-to-end RCM support and ensuring compliance and cash flow acceleration.
Perinatologist Dr. Lama L. Tolemat, named a 2025 Castle Connolly Top Doctor. Dr. Lama L. Tolemat, an obstetrician and gynecologist with advanced fellowship training in maternal-fetal medicine, has been named a 2025 Castle Connolly Top Doctor for the second consecutive year. Only about 7% of the nation's licensed physicians receive this prestigious honor annually. Dr. Tolemat, the first female perinatologist to establish her own private practice in Central Florida, has over 20,000 deliveries and consultations in her 28 years of expertise. Committed to personalized care, she leads a diverse team that transcends linguistic and cultural barriers to ensure every patient feels valued. Dr. Tolemat's dedication to excellence and innovation in patient care has earned her recognition from her peers and motivates her to continue pushing boundaries in medicine. Learn more about Castle Connolly's top doctors at castleconnolly.com.
Purpose Healing Center offers life-saving, low-barrier treatment for unhoused individuals amid Phoenix heat crisis. Purpose Healing Center in Phoenix is expanding its low-barrier addiction and mental health treatment programs to help unhoused individuals during the summer heat crisis. With temperatures expected to exceed 110 degrees Fahrenheit, the risk of heat-related illness and overdose is high among this vulnerable population. The center offers services like medical detox, residential treatment, and outpatient care, focusing on dual diagnosis treatment. To make care more accessible, Purpose Healing Center provides transportation services within Maricopa County and accepts most private insurance plans and Medicaid. Their facilities feature amenities like an on-site pool and outdoor barbecue area, promoting healing and comfort for clients. For immediate assistance, individuals can call the center's 24/7 helpline for support.
Dying Inside nonprofit launches new website, raises $7,000 in May, and expands services for survivors of human trafficking and foster youth. Dying Inside Nonprofit, a survivor-led organization, has launched a new website, raised over $7,000 in May, and is expanding services for survivors of human trafficking and foster youth. The website serves as a platform for survivors, donors, and supporters to learn more about the organization's mission and access resources. The organization is grateful to Sharon of Luminosa Creative for volunteering over 30 hours to build the site. Dying Inside has raised $7,000 in May, thanks to generous supporters and community partners, and will open a new safe house in Conroe TX and a trauma-informed community center in Tennessee. The organization's SU Avivor program offers mental health therapy, animal-assisted healing, gardening, life skills training, and entrepreneurial opportunities. In June, Dying Inside will welcome 20-plus new survivors into its program, focusing on long-term recovery and restoration.
Lorati launches NanoClay Paste, a breakthrough natural treatment for diabetic wounds, bed sores, and pressure ulcers. Lorati Company Limited has launched NanoClay Paste, a natural treatment for diabetic wounds, bed sores, and pressure ulcers. This mineral-based paste, free of preservatives and antibiotics, offers rapid healing for chronic wounds and skin infections. It can heal diabetic wounds in as little as 7 days, accelerate recovery from bed sores and pressure ulcers, clear bacterial infections like cellulitis, treat athlete's foot, and soothe burns. CEO Mr. David Lowe states that NanoClay Paste is a non-invasive solution for patients at risk of infection or amputation. For more information, contact Lorati Co. Ltd. at 884-2483-5965 or service@lorati.com.tw.
Stradley Ronan appoints Jordan Conaboy and Benjamin McCoy as partners. Stradley Ronan has appointed Jordan Conaboy and Benjamin McCoy as partners in the Philadelphia office, enhancing their capabilities in litigation and investigations. Both previously Fox Rothschild, Jordan also served as an assistant U.S. attorney in the District of New Jersey. Together, they will focus on representing clients in complex litigation, investigations, and white-collar matters, particularly in healthcare, managed care, pharmaceutical, and commercial disputes. Their extensive experience includes handling large-scale cases nationwide and working with various government agencies. Their addition to the firm strengthens its ability to navigate complex regulatory and litigation challenges in these sectors, building on their track record of successful outcomes in healthcare, managed care, and pharmaceutical cases. Q&A with Patty Hayward, General Manager of Healthcare and Life Sciences at Talkdesk. How contact centers can drive VBC. Patty Hayward, General Manager of Care and Life Sciences at Talkdesk, brings 25-plus years of experience to the evolving healthcare landscape. She pioneers the integration of contact center technology with EHR systems, shifting healthcare contact centers from cost centers to value centers. Data gaps and financial risk are barriers to embracing value-based care. Modernizing contact centers with AI-enabled platforms can help providers identify care gaps in real time, improving patient outcomes and VBC performance. Purpose-built healthcare CX solutions streamline tasks and free up agents to focus on high-impact patient needs. Transforming the contact center leads to improved care coordination, reduced costs, better patient outcomes, and increased revenue.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.